I want to thank you for joining us again as we continue looking to ideas and things that we must be thankful to God for. You know, patience is a word that's easy to say, but much harder to instill into our lives. Patience is a difficult thing to display at all times, because there are those times when it's easy to let that fly out the door and to do something else. The word patience actually carries with it the idea of staying with something without complaining. It's waiting with no complaint. And again, sometimes that's easier said than done. But we need to thank God that He wants this from all of His people. And we need to thank Him that He has allowed us to instill that within each of us. Paul tells Timothy there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that this is a characteristic that all Christians and all servants of God must possess. Read with me there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24, where he says, "And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, and patient." Patience is something there in a long list of qualifications of a good servant of God that he instills in there. He says that's a characteristic or quality that we must all strive to possess. Patience. We know that it was a characteristic that the Apostle Paul possessed. There in that same great letter that he wrote to Timothy, there 2 Timothy, this time in chapter 3. Notice what he says in verses 10 and 11. He says, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, my purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch, and I call them at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me." He says to Timothy, he said, these were qualifications that I possessed and that you have learned from me. And one of those that he clearly points out is the fact that he was long-suffering. My friend, the Apostle Paul was striving to imitate the Lord, he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. And that's an example that we must all strive to imitate as well. Notice with me some more words, this time of Peter. In the letter that he wrote, the 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 19, he says, "For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps." If you want an example, or you want an illustration of patience, one who waited without complaining, you need to look no further, my friend, than our Lord. No one endured more persecution. No one endured more hardship on this earth than our Lord. God in the flesh, who came to his own sent to save them from their sin, who was rejected, later put to death on the cross. He endured it, though, with patience. And he says that that is the same patience that we must display in our lives. My friend, finally today, I want you to understand that without patience, we simply will not make it to the end. James tells us back in his letter in James chapter 5, notice what he says there beginning in verse 7. He says, "Therefore, be patient. Be patient until the end when the Lord will come back." And we must all display the same patience today.